Narsingadev is a form of who?
Krishna!
He's one of Krishna's 10 avatars. And he came specifically to protect his boy devotee Prahlad, who is the same age as who?
Nitai Seva!
Nitai Seva.
Pop quiz.
Yeah, he's five.
He just turned five.
Oh no, now Prahlad is thousands and thousands of years old. But Nitai Seva is the same age that Prahlad was when Prahlad's demonic father, Hiranyakashipu, was threatening his life. Hiranyakashipu and his brother Hiranyaksha had taken over the universe, and they had taken so many resources from the planet Earth, such as gold. Today we have a different kind of gold that we like to take from the Earth. It's called
oil.
Yes.
Wow.
They had taken, these brothers had taken so much gold from the Earth that the Earth actually began to fall from orbit and fell into the causal ocean. See? Karaka Prabhu knows that's a big deal. Nobody's eating any donuts if the Earth has fallen in the causal ocean. And then Lord Krishna came in the form of the divine boar, Varahadev. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't know if everyone was here, but there's a very special deity of Krishna on the altar called the Shaligram Shila. And this Shila is actually in the form of Narsingha and Varaha. A very special Shila. On one side is the snout of the boar incarnation, on the other side is the wide open mouth of the lion. After Varaha lifted the earth from the causal ocean, he defeated the demon Hiranyaksha, who is the elder brother of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was so angry and upset that he began to perform great sacrifice. It said that he stood on the tips of his toes for, depending on whose Wikipedia article you read,
125
celestial years?
125,000 years.
He stood on the tips of his toes doing what pose is this, Brim? Your hands are up in the air on the tips of your toes. Urdhvastasana. Something like that. Urdhva. And after creating so much heat from his body with his tapasya, this is what's called doing yoga for the wrong reasons. Some people, Raghunath likes to joke, some people do yoga so they can have a tight butt. Raghunath likes yoga. Other people do yoga so that they can destroy God. Hiranyakashipu was standing like this in Urdhvasasana. Brim can teach you how to do that pose if you're interested. But for the right reasons. Finally, he created so much heat in his body that actually his skin disintegrated and was eaten by ants and all kinds of bugs, and they built a giant anthill over his body. His flesh was actually eaten off of his live body. Because of his yogic power, he retained the soul inside the bones. After creating such an intense yogic heat, it started to burn the universe. And all of the demigods, they begged Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, they begged him, please, you must do something. So this is, Lord Krishna is often coming to our rescue. But Lord Krishna had a divine plan. Lord Brahma, the creator demigod, he came to try and stop the tapasya, stop the yoga of Hiranyakashipu. And he blessed his body and his body became whole and beautiful. And he woke the demon from his meditation, from his yogic meditation. Then Brahma asked him, why are you doing such tapasya? What is your goal? And Hiranyakashipu said, I thought you would never ask. And then he said,
I warned you.
He said, I want to become
immortal.
Thank you, Rasikananda. Lord Brahma said, I can't give you the boon of immortality because even myself, I must die. I am just in this position, but at some point, even though it may seem like eternity to you, at some point I also will die. I can't give you the boon of immortality. Then Hiranyakashipu thought, and in his mind he cooked up a scheme, and he said, all right, forget immortality. Just grant me the boon that I won't be killed during the day or during the night. Brahma said, okay, I can do that. And grant me the boon that I will not be killed in the land, the sea, or in the air. Okay. Grant me the boon that I will not be able to be killed by any weapon. Grant me the boon that I will not be killed by anything living or dead. You get the point. Neither inside nor outside, by man or beast. Eventually, Hiranyakashipu thought he had an ironclad insurance policy against death. But this is the beauty of the story of Narasimhadev. See, Ananta works for the state of New York. Ananta calls that insurance fraud. The demon began to terrorize the universe, and he took all of the demigods and put him under his feet like his servants and slaves. But his young son, Prahlad, by the grace of his guru, by the grace of Narada, who had spoken to his mother while Prahlad was in the womb, he planted the seed of devotion in Prahlad's heart. Can we get a round of applause for Laura on the violin? So Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to send his son to the best school to learn to be
a demon.
But Prahlad's heart was already given to Krishna. And everything that the demons taught him, he would turn into a devotional teacher. They would say, you must learn to hate your enemies and plot against them and destroy them. And Prahlad would say, but or a New York taxi cab driver. Prahlad said, my dear teacher, if we see that the Lord is within everyone's heart, then we don't have any enemies. We see everyone as our friend. Isn't that a better way? The teachers were very, very frustrated. They took him in front of his father, Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu tried to instruct the boy to take his education seriously. But Prahlad, his heart could not be changed. Eventually, this created so much anger and rage in his father's heart, because ultimately his father's desire was to take his yogic power and eventually create such a disturbance that the divine Lord himself would be forced to come face to face, and then he would kill them. This was his idea. He became so angry that the only person in the universe who wasn't afraid of him was his 5-year-old boy. And he told him, there's a very famous section in the Srimad Bhagavatam where he tells him, if your finger is infected, to save your hand, you cut off the finger. If your hand is infected, to save your arm, you cut off your hand. Like that. And then he says, and if your son is infected, you kill him to save your family. He tried to have someone else do it. He threw Prahlad into a pot of boiling oil, and his demonic friends planned to cook him. They threw Prahlad under the feet of a wild elephant, but the elephant, feeling Prahlad's divine grace, lifted Prahlad over his head and carried him. They tried to throw Prahlad from a cliff, but Krishna caught him. Eventually, totally frustrated, Hiranyakashipu decided that he would kill his son with his own hands. Do you feel like the climax is coming? The climax of the story. Finally, Hiranyakashipu, he grabbed Prahlad and he said, where do you get your power to disobey me? And Prahlad gave one of the sweetest answers in history. He said, I get any power I have from the same place you get your power from. I get my power from Divine Lord. You also should recognize that. Hiranyakashipu said, where is this God? You say you believe in him, but I don't see him. I'm going to kill you with my own hands. Let's see your God protect you now. Where is he? Where is he, Prahlad? Where is he? Prahlad said, Father, God is everywhere. He is inside my heart and he's outside as well. Hiranyakashipu said, he's everywhere? In everything, Prahlad? And he picked up his sword. And he said, you see that pillar? Is he in that pillar, Prahlad? Prahlad said, yes, Father. Hiranyakashipu picked up his sword, and he said, then I will kill him, and then I will kill you. And Hiranyakashipu took the sword, and he smashed the pillar. All of a sudden, the ground began to shake, and there was a great roar filling the sky. Roar! Out from the pillar came Narasimha Dev. Coming to protect the boy, Saint Prahlad. He was not man, he was not beast, he was not man. And he took the demon on his lap. It wasn't in the air, in the land, or in the sea, on his lap. And using not a weapon, but his claws, which are neither living nor dead, he dragged him into the entranceway, which is neither inside nor outside. And there, he very happily killed the demon here on the country.
Like a honeybee, is always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the goddess of fortune. She Shiva Shinga, Jaina Shinga, Jaina Jai. Lord Nishinga is here, and Lord Nishinga is there. Wherever I go, Lord Nishinga. well. I surrender to Lord Nishinga, the origin of all things and the supreme refuge. I surrender to Lord Nishinga, the origin of all things and the supreme refuge. I surrender to Lord Nishinga, the origin of all things and the supreme refuge. Ha! Namaste, Namaste, Namaste.
Yeah. Oh,
single day.